When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Hey, we're the Looters.
Hey, what's up?
Looters is a sci-fi western actual play podcast using the Stars Without Number system.
We're a group of friends getting into trouble all over the universe.
So come with us if you're into adventure.
A rocket flies out of one of these ships far behind you and crashes into the wall and blows up.
There's rockets?
It's Mario Kart.
Crazy.
Intrigue.
Can I hack into the body and maybe see if they have like a memory data bank in their brain or some shit like that I can access?
That'll literally.
Devastating physical injury.
Just take cover.
Okay. She's a good pilot, everyone. Very good. She's very good.
And friendship.
Aww. New episodes of Looters out every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Star Tripper is the travelogue podcast of former file clerk Festin Pixis as he searches for the zowiest experiences the galaxy has to offer. In the tradition of classic sci-fi, anime, and Saturday morning cartoons, dive into the action and explore the thriving cosmos with Festin and his crew as they zoom through an intergalactic death race, battle a mega beetle live on a popular cooking show, give a high-tech hotel some therapy, and much, much more. I have been utterly obsessed with Star Tripper since it first premiered in 2018. With two full seasons and two holiday specials under their belts, this show has always been able to put me in the best mood imaginable. I'll never forget one episode in particular, The Free Swimmer of Vidal, where our illustrious Festin ends up on a high-stakes fishing trip on the trail of a puzzling sea creature. With beautiful sound design and infectious performances, you'll adore any episode you decide to dip your toes in. Find Star Tripper on the pod bank of your choosing or go visit StarTripperHQ.com to learn more. Without any further interruption, Star Tripper.
Well, hello, travelers. Welcome back to Star Tripper. So nice to say that again. My name is Festin Pixis, here with my new co-host, Serena, the Sapphire Blade.
Oh, cack that. You shut up. You shut up right now.
I have to get it out before we start. Today, we're coming to you en route to Ryvek 9, home to one of the main manufacturing plants for Daxico. So excited for my first ride along. If you don't count Ranitar, that is. Hey, Serena, care to explain the mission for the folks at home?
We're supposed to be bodyguards for some VIP, one of the Daxico president's kids, while they all tour the facility. So if we screw up, we'll be lucky to just lose out on a payday.
Slipspace field dispersing. We are approaching our destination in the Ryvek system.
How'd you even get this gig? Do you have, like, connections or whatever with Daxico?
It came in through the Circle. I've explained that to you before, right?
Oh, yeah, I remember. Hang on. You're an outrider, which isn't exactly a mercenary, or a bounty hunter, or a hero like Amarin Best.
That was uncalled for. I thought you were nice.
I am. I thought it annoyed you.
If I may, the Circle of Vatra was founded on the planet of Arcilla, uniting its various factions and ethnic groups with the same chance to leave a mark on the galaxy. It seems to share characteristics with the monastic orders and knights errant of many planets, providing training and accommodation to its members. However, it is rare for such orders to disperse across the galaxy. Despite their influence, Vatran adherents do not actively recruit or indoctrinate beyond the reach of Arcilla itself.
We're peacekeepers, not missionaries, and we try to make unbiased decisions so we can restore balance wherever we go. When you're a stranger somewhere new, local context matters, right? You know this. Sometimes that means taking a corporate gig if you want to keep eating. Just behave yourself while we're on the clock.
I promise to act like a total professional. Witness the return of Office Festin. Responsible, safe, and boring.
I'm brimming with confidence.
Hey, Prox, do we have landing clearance yet?
Transmitting our docking key to Ryvac Port Authority now. Please keep seated and prepare for landing.
Look, are you sure you're ready for this?
Hey, you're just nervous because last time was a total disaster.
I'm going to leave now before I strangle you. Proxy, please open up.
Certainly, Serena. Best of luck out there.
Thank you! So sweet! Unlike some people.
Not in a teasing mood, I guess. But I'd be on edge too if I had to negotiate a contract with this crowd. Some of you might already be familiar with the Daxico brand. Not just because I once drank one of their health tonics and then got thrown out of a public event. It's a big company, and they only ever seem to get bigger. Once they hit the chain department stores, the ball really started rolling, and let's just say they got pretty aggressive about it.
Food and beverage options, mm-hmm. household appliances and cookware, mm-hmm. personal and home defense solutions. Mm-hmm. The catalog is substantial, and going through it all would be dull programming.
All this to say that we could be here as bodyguards for one of many reasons. Not everyone reacts to competition well, after all, and especially not if the market was pretty stable until Daxico decided to jump in the proverbial boat. The Dax family is newly well off, meaning some of the old money crowd is feeling touchy.
On that topic, I would appreciate advance warning if you upset anyone important.
Oh, I see. The two of you are ganging up on me now. I knew this would happen.
Don't be silly. Office Weston was a model employee, right?
Classic pivot to flattery. Don't think I didn't clock it. But hey, while we're out, why don't you pick our next stop? Surprise us.
Really? A new challenge, then.
Yeah, can't wait to hear what you come up with, Prox. See you later. That ought to keep her busy. Think you can pivot on me, huh?
You good?
Huh? Me? Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. Ready to go. Waiting on someone else?
Had them put a call into the VIP's suite. Yeah, I know. A suite in a factory. Don't think about it too hard. They sure are taking their time about it, though.
Ah, finally. You'll be the new private security, then.
Serena the Sapphire Blade, Vatra Outrider, reporting in as requested, Miss Dax.
Oh, please, darling, call me Dizma. Miss Dax makes me sound like I could be, well, anybody. I can't abide it.
Certainly, Dizma. Beg your pardon. If I may, your brother Denik arranged our contract. Is he in?
In his study, fretting a hole in the floor. Do come up. It's frightfully boring in there.
Understood. We'll be there momentarily.
We'll be about it then, darling.
Wow. You are really good at that.
Deadpanning? It's a survival skill. Learn fast.
Thank you for coming on such short notice. My name is Mix Tenley Rall, and I'm aide to the branch COO.
Happy to help. Has everything been smooth so far?
Zai, save me. Hold that thought. Denik will have gone straight for the restroom again. I really need to prep downstairs.
This isn't what your normal workday looks like, huh?
It's that obvious?
Don't sweat it. You take five and do your thing while Festin here handles the VIP.
Really?
There a problem?
Nope. Not at all.
I really appreciate it. By the way, Drusus is the bulky one with the cravat. You'll know Denik because of the tailcoat and the all-over trembling. I think you met Dizma.
Complicated hat? Sure. Thanks for the tip.
Ah, very good. Glad you could join us. Well, as soon as this mess has been tidied, and we go coax Denik out of there, we can get on with it.
Understood. I'll take care of the glass. Festin, do your thing.
You're so accident-prone, Dizma. I might almost think you were doing it on purpose.
Almost, Drew, but not completely.
Perish the thought.
Ooh, sounds like he's trying to barricade the door. Hang on a tick, folks.
Ah, yes, you're the trainee or some such. See what you can say to him? We cannot delay this inspection any longer.
Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't mind getting to know the person who is supposed to be guarding my body.
Not much to tell, really. Just passing through. And to be fair, I'll be trying to guard all your bodies equally.
But is it the worst thing in the galaxy if you should happen to, say, pull me out of the way of a speeding hover tram?
Should I be on the lookout for that?
Well, no, but I've always had this fantasy of someone nobly sacrificing themselves on my behalf. Ugh, such a romantic gesture.
Sure, for a second, anyway. No disrespect, Dizma, but your brother is paying my fee, so if I have to take a dive all noble-like, he got first dibs.
Hmm, and a pity, too. I bet you could stop a charging Chronux with legs like that.
I mean, it's not like I've tested that theory.
Pardon, everyone? can I just get a moment with Denik here? Thanks. Hey, Denik, buddy. My name is Festin. I'm supposed to be your security today. What's up?
I'm not coming out. This whole thing is completely unworkable. Bad signs everywhere.
What do you mean?
I shouldn't even be here. I should be organizing a charity banquet on Grayling. First, Dagnus recovers from his wipeout at Yuggfall, and what does he do? Immediately has a star-skimming accident.
Dag's just not very careful. He's a thrill seeker.
Yuggfall, hey, I know that place.
Then Mama has us all jet across space just for one inspection. We all know it could have been Dizma on her own. She doesn't have anything even remotely resembling work to do.
Oh, come now. Are you hearing this?
And then I get a threatening message made out of cut-up print media. Ryvik 9 spells doom for Denik Dax, it said. I'm not even sure where you find such a thing as print media, but it's simply vulgar.
Okay, I'll admit that part is pretty strange, but I promise nothing is going to happen while you're with me and Serena. I'll even get your siblings to help and we'll all form a ring around you or something.
Really?
He'll get us to do what?
Indeed, rather odd suggestion.
Drusus, level with me. How soon do you want to get out of here?
Perhaps a bit of collaboration wouldn't hurt.
Which brings us to the central fabrication hub for Building 3. You'll be pleased to know that productivity has gone up 6%. After last quarter's unfortunate 15% decline.
And how do you account for this?
The shortfall was a result of some new and very sensitive plastics reacting to the previous lighting conditions. Some technicians are recovering from broken bones. Nothing life-threatening.
Oh, Zai, save me. Sephrazai, I'm doomed.
That's a nasty plastic.
Stop it! You are too funny.
Qualified techs now work in the dark, equipped with infrared imaging lenses. Those with natural low-light vision can apply for extra shifts, and things are running much smoother.
Very good. And what of your priority action items for this month?
Would you listen to him? Drew, shut your yap for 2 ticks and let them get on with it. This isn't like organizing the next symposium for your club.
Now that the plastic issue has been dealt with, we have some maintenance scheduled for the day after tomorrow. We've had some odd pressure readings, but most likely there are just some sensors that need adjusting.
Okay, show us.
Of course! We'll just head for the beverages and non-solids module. Please remain seated in the cart while we travel.
Hey, so can I get a quick pulse check on this whole attempt on Denik's life situation? I mean, it's pretty strange, right?
Thank you! Somebody finally asked the question after a day.
I was rather surprised to hear of it, I'll admit.
Never thought someone would find you interesting enough to bump off, Denny. Did you bore someone into an early grave, and now a relative is out for a little revenge?
Somewhat galling that neither of us have ever been assassined before, Dizma, wouldn't you say?
Oh, I can think of one or two darling friends who wouldn't mind a chance, if one presented itself.
But no one's ever, I don't know, told you to fly safe, but in that way that sounds vaguely threatening.
Not that I can recall. I try not to talk to most people. My nerves.
Well, I'm out of ideas then. So, Dizma, can I ask you a question?
You've already made a good start. Why stop now?
Festin, maybe it isn't the best time for this.
It's just, I'm not exactly from around here, but I heard Denik is big into charitable causes. You mentioned your brother runs a club of some kind.
A place for like minds to meet on shared pursuits of daring and enterprise, thank you.
Whatever that means. And you were hoping to ask what I occupy my sun-dappled hours with, dear? Be regaled by my pursuits all over this dizzy cosmos of ours?
That sounds great, actually.
Nothing short of living my wildest dreams, dear. Pop-up galas, week-long disappearing acts with just the best of people. I match my fortunate friends with experiences all over the Commonwealth. I've really seen it all.
Amazing. That's kind of like
and
what...
And if I haven't seen it, then is it really worth seeing? Honestly.
I guess not.
Oh, Kak, you've got her started now. Brace yourself.
Shush, Denny. You will like this. Okay, so last month, my friends and I had a scavenger hunt on Delorum, and we ended up making off with the crown jewels. I mean, I don't even know why everyone was so upset. They weren't even that nice.
Really? You don't say.
Ooh, the week before, we convinced a monk on Lesser Behar that we were his gods. Gave us all his worldly goods. Isn't that a riot?
Oh, yeah, wow.
And then, we got... like that, you might as well not even bring it into the gala in the first place. I mean, it's just common sense.
As you can see and smell, we've reached the section of the floor where some of our most popular fortified sports and health drinks are made.
Oh, yeah? Which ones?
Daxi Refreshing Wow Only Pawberry, Daxi Invigorate Grapefruit Walnut Go, and Daxi Morning Urgently Mint Readiness Tonic, to name a few.
Why are you making that face?
Oh, don't mind me. Just reliving some sense memories.
I think I quite agree with you, Festin. Never cared for the grapefruit walnut go myself. The aftertaste is dreadful. Like shoe leather being cursed at by an orange peel.
Well, Den, I've hardly ever seen you go for anything stronger than Maffalo milk.
I like what I like, Drusus, and frankly, you would drink engine coolant if someone told you it was a cocktail. You have the palate of a sedated...
Hands up!
Someone record this.
Way ahead of you.
Everyone all right?
I think I got it in my mouth. I've gone blind. Curse this horrid consumer beverage.
Save me, please.
It's over, Dedek. Danger's past. Festin his eyes.
Oh, Kak, let me see, Drusus. Yeah, your eyes look fine. A little red. Although, yeah, there they go dilating.
Oh, wait, that's rather nice, actually.
How can you be so calm? Is this a trick you set up yourself, Drusus? We almost died.
Oh, no, nothing so bad. Look, you're not even wet. Mixra, once we've tidied ourselves, perhaps you'd be so kind as to continue. Shame about the burst pipe, but not to worry.
I'm starting to worry about you, Drew.
Is he okay? What was that stuff?
Well, from the mint smell and the way his manner has changed, I would have to say that was a face full of concentrated Daxi Morning Urgently Mint Readiness Tonic. It's meant to keep you steady and focused as you start the day, in traffic, meetings, and so on. He should shake it off in, 12 ticks.
Yes, very encouraging. That pipe will need repairs, as well as a full diagnostic on that device. Oh, cack and bother.
No problem, no problem. Here, Drusus, use my towel.
Very good of you.
I must apologize for the scare, everyone. Shall we?
Why, certainly, my dear. And just when I was afraid I would die of sheer boredom.
Oh, wonderful. What a charming space, the way the lights are kept so low, but these great lamps create such a contrast.
That's nice, Drew.
What are you folks growing in here? The staff must love it.
Some products we make on site require fresh ingredients, so these are all controlled growing banks for our more delicate varietals. You both have a point. I find myself wandering down here on a break sometimes for a bit of fresh air.
Almost meditative as far as this place goes.
Definitely a great place to catch a nap.
Believe me, it's an issue we've had to contend with.
Yes, plenty of shadowy corners.
Now, in another few moments, we'll reach the junction to shipping and receiving, and then on to the depot for outgoing stock.
Fantastic! Lead on, Mixrao!
Now that I've had a chance to regain my composure, I must say, you two were very quick on the draw back there, my bumbling brother notwithstanding. I owe you some thanks, I can only imagine what you've survived before this.
Don't mention it. We've each been through our scrapes, I guess. I might be new at this, but she's the real deal, trust me.
At least somebody acknowledges it.
Now, Serena, you really must tell me where you learned to style your hair like that. It's so bold, so practical.
Oh, well, sure. It's really just a variation on traditional Vatra braiding. I put it up in a bun because, well, this is a professional setting and everything.
You're too much. I love it. Very kind of paladin librarian sort of thing. Or maybe a sexy lifeguard who can sword fight.
Sexy lifeguard sword fights, huh?
You have something to add, total professional?
I'm torn on how to answer that.
Oh!
Tenley, punch it. Get us clear.
I'm trying!
What the cack was that? Serena, were those explosions I heard?
Damn it, I think so.
Are you all right, Mixrel?
Yes, thank you, sir.
What? I'm not sure I get the joke.
Everybody shut up and appreciate how right I am. Someone is trying to assassinate me!
Tenley, show Festin the fastest way up there and find out what happened. I'll cover these people.
What if there's an assassin up there?
Just trust me and move.
Now that's how you take charge.
Oh, fine.
This way, Festin.
Den, you really ought to give a protective limb.
Just watch your step. We don't know what they might have left behind them.
Yeah, this is not what I was expecting. Except for Zai, it looks like they sheared it clean off the ceiling fixture. Proxy, sorry to bother you, but there's a situation in here.
Proxy?
Not at all. I'm glad this wasn't a wasted visit. How can I help?
If I scan some detonation points, any chance you can get me a chemical analysis?
Certainly. Is someone trying to blow you up again?
Squish me, actually. But they definitely used some kind of explosive. Must have been pretty small to leave marks like that.
One moment. It appears that whatever device was used would be a small-shaped charge capable of enormous heat output. While this is only conjecture on my part, the evidence does match certain specs with controlled Daxico mining and shipbreaking products. In truth, your source may be the Ryvek facility itself.
Well, I'll be a Hackma's in-law. Thanks, Prox.
Was that an integrated assistant? You segmented it into your multi-tool?
Ha. Her, not it, if you don't mind, Mixrall.
Ah.
Just think of Prox as the third member of your security detail. Okay, do you have any idea if your inventory is down some mining charges?
I hadn't thought to check. There's so much I...
Whoa, hang on. There's something else down here. Oh. Is this a speaker? There's some kind of little speaker system. I think they pulled a haunted house trick on us!
Well, points off for that.
You're grading my performance?
Yes, I'm grading your performance. Get down here.
Why would somebody want to do this to you, Denik?
I don't know. I connect charitable organizations with the Daxico brand, try to get our logo into hospitals and so forth. I polish our public image. I'm nobody in the grand scheme of things. And I think I would remember if I made someone murderously angry.
You're going to be fine. But we need to get you somewhere more secure. For that, we need to make it to the Star Tripper.
Oh, wonderful. Where are we headed then?
Festin, give me your arm. Proxy, get warmed up and chart a course for the nearest SPC security center. Be advised, possible pursuers en route. Proxy?
Oh, Cac, we gotta activate your piloting permissions later. Hey, Proxy, what she said?
Acknowledged. Preparing for emergency takeoff.
You're handing me off to civil security? What was the point of hiring you then?
If they're getting onto the factory floor of your building, our best bet is to get you to a Commonwealth refuge. We're not handing you off, just creating a third-party buffer between you and a breach like the one we just experienced. We need time to regroup.
I like the sound of that.
It's a good plan, but we will have to cross the yard for outgoing freight in order to make it to your ship's dock. Serena, turn right up here. That will take us to the freight yard.
On it. Hang on, we're gonna be taking this next part kinda hot.
What a day this has turned into!
Hey, that's the spirit!
It'll be a right, straight on along lane 5, and then left to hit the docking ring. I'm terribly sorry for all of this.
Don't beat yourself up. This whole day has been off script for you. Not as much for us.
Comes with the job. Or vocation, in his case.
I suppose you're right. Even so.
I don't see anyone following. What if they're waiting for us at the dock? Oh, I can't bear it.
Say, where do you suppose that freight droid is headed? It looks a bit like a Dulian pond crab when it's straight on like that. See, with the pincers?
It does seem to be coming down a little low, no? Oh, now I see the crab. Drew, that is funny.
What are you... Oh. Hey, Festin. Do me a favor.
Switch seats?
Yeah, please.
It's coming in!
I've got you, Mixral. Have no fear.
No, wait!
Oh, dear!
Grab my hand. Heck!
Don't we have to go back and save him or something?
No can do. Besides, it's not Drusus they're after.
What are you doing?
Well, the explanation is sort of technical. It'll be easier if I show you.
Don't worry, she should be fine.
Should?
I can't see. Is she doing it? Is it really cool?
Are you people completely insane?
Haha, not if this works. Hold tight, turn coming up!
What are you so happy about, Dysma? Plastic shrapnel is just one of a dozen ways we could die right now.
This is amazing.
Better than I could have dreamed it would go.
I think I missed something.
This was all your doing? You sent me a horrid letter. Poisoned Drusus. Almost killed us all twice. Almost killed us all three times! And damaged company property! And for what? For a laugh?
Oh, dear. Mr. Dax, please.
My dear, dear Denny, have a little perspective. Of course it was me. Well, not just me. Mixral did their part naturally. I wouldn't have known where to put everything otherwise. That and I needed admin access for the company wave. It was like directing a play, Denny. Marvelous fun.
What? I thought we were... Tanley? Is she serious?
It was rather difficult for me to say no. I couldn't risk my job upsetting her.
Oh, that's messed up. Hey, Dysma, you're messed up.
All this? This is why Mama would never trust you with a real position in the company. What were you thinking?
How long has it been since we saw each other last? And you, so big and puffed up about your position now? It's very sweet. I just wanted to see what would happen, how you'd react, maybe have a laugh with my brothers while we were in town on business. You were never in any real danger. This was just a joke, a bit. Is that so bad all of a sudden?
Bad? Is it so bad?
I think we're okay now.
I could just...
Oh, Cat.
Grab him. Hi.
Okay. Ooh,
sorry.
Hey.
Come on,
get
guys.
His legs. Let's just... All of the legs.
Okay.
Drusus returns. Who sent you, villain? Out with it. I'll have you strung up by your thumbs, if you've even got them. You come out of there.
It's automated, bud. Dysma had it reprogrammed.
Oh. Well, could be worse.
See? Somebody forgives me. And don't worry, I'll see that you lovely bodyguards get your fee. This was too much fun, Serena darling. I could watch you slay for days.
I heard something about Tenley helping you before?
It's true. I'm so sorry for the pretense.
I don't know, I'm kind of with Drusus on this one.
Their job is safe, right? You didn't come up with all this just so the only real outcome is a good person gets fired.
Why, of course.
Because if we hear that Mix Tenley Rawl is no longer happily employed on Ryvek 9 or somewhere nicer, I'm gonna find you. Then, I'm gonna roll you up into a little ball so dense you sink in water. Am I being in any way unclear?
Not at all. Point well made.
And Tenley probably deserves the rest of the day off for having to put up with all this, right?
At least. Yes.
Then, if nobody objects, I think we'll be making our way to one of your
fine local eateries so I can start forgetting today ever happened. Don't hesitate to call again if there's real work that needs doing.
Very good of you, Lady Outrider. Despite the circumstances, your work speaks for itself. And your trainee is...
Well!
Don't count him out yet, eh?
Yeah, he'll... I'll try really... Look, we'll see what happens. Tenley, we'll give you a ride someplace.
Well, I could use a drink. Buy you around.
You're both very kind. Really, I'm struggling to process what just happened. You're rather impressive in a crisis.
Yeah, we've all had some practice by now.
But who's to say how next time we'll go
on Star Tripper?
What is he talking about?
Well, it's this project that
Better
I started...
Better if you don't ask, or he won't shut up all night.
Fair enough. By the way, you have to teach me how you held it together with Dizma flirting with you like that.
Flirting?
Star Tripper was created by Julian Mundy. Hey, that's me. And produced by Misha Stanton, Ian McEwen, and me. The Daxico gig was written and directed by yours truly, with sound design by Misha Stanton and performances by Ian McEwen as Feston, Sierra Shea as Proxy, Sammy Lappin as Serena, Jack DeSena as Denik Dax, Angel Parker as Dizma Dax, Eric Neninger as Drusus Dax, and Chris Smith as Tenley Rall. Recorded at a safe social distance with production help from Lauren Shippen and Evan Cunningham. Music by Ketsa. For more, check out ketsamusic.com. Additional music this episode by Daniel Birch and Solar Flare. Check us out on the wave at StarTripperHQ.com for transcripts and links to subscribe on your pod bank of choice, or on social media at StarTripperHQ, where we love sharing fan art and other show-related stuff. Need the most recent show announcements or updates? Our Twitter feed is the best place to look. Again, that's at StarTripperHQ. If you want to support the show, you can find us on Patreon. That's patreon.com/StarTripper. Even a regular $1 pledge helps us immensely to keep making cool shows for you, which we would love to keep doing. Thank you for flying with us. And now, this week's Star Trip survival tip. The vacuum of deep space is one of the least hospitable places a life form can go, which makes you pretty impressive when you think about it. Give yourself some credit.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hello, and thanks for calling the arena. If you know your party's extension, you can dial it at any time. If your
psychiatrist
has gone missing, press 3.
Press 3.
That sounds ill-advised. Life is about choices, man.
You and I both suffer from a very rare form of mental illness, right?
Yep, that's us.
I'm just saying, we're probably not the best private investigators, since we don't know what's real.
The waitress at the Chinese restaurant, she told me that I needed to complete 3 trials to find Sadler.
Okay, but how long have you been out of your meds?
3 trials. The arena, the old factory, the inventor's basement.
The inventor's basement.
Exactly.
Mama, I met someone today. You're not gonna believe this. Half spider, half human.
You all have this disorder. We call it the imperfection.
Okay, so we just got off the train at a stop called East River between East Broadway and York Street, which I'm pretty sure doesn't exist.
We are not a cop show, Charlie.
I know that, but we're friends, and I need my friend.
How sure are you that these things are actually happening in real life? It seems like reality can be a little slippery.
Charlie! They're on my face!
Amber, stop it!
These fucking spiders, they are everywhere!
The Imperfection, an audio drama in 9 parts, produced by Wolf at the Door Studios. Out now. For more information, please visit WLFDR.com.